Dear family, may the sweetness of Jesus keep your hearts and minds as you focus on Him. Amen. I would like to share with all of you a few of Mother Claire's and Blessed Mother's conversations during our Rosary prayer group. Mother Claire began, "Well, my dear family, this is a new happening. About 2 months ago, I began to feel badly that Our Lady was not speaking to me, as she used to in Florida when all the apparitions happened. That was a very long time ago. So I mentioned that to her in prayer. Well, it has been a long time coming, but now she has asked me to receive messages from her on a regular basis. I admit I was reluctant at first, wanting to make sure it was her and not a familiar spirit. So when the rosary began, I saw her over by the computer, and she was beckoning me to come and take my position. My Bible promise, Rhema, about her was guidance, which is always affirmation when I get it for discernment. And her presence in the room is extremely sweet. What a blessing. So you will be hearing more from her." The Blessed Mother of Jesus began, "All you have to do is believe, and it shall be unto you according to thy faith." She smiled sweetly. "Oh, Claire, you make it far too complicated and inaccessible to yourself. When I would have you just come forward in peace and deep assurance that I would like to impart encouragement to you and all those who will be listening. It is truly so simple. Purely believe with your heart, and it shall be done to you." At that moment, we were all meditating on the ascension of our Lord back into heaven. For those of you who do not know the Rosary, it is composed of meditations on the life of Jesus. Mother Mary continued, "The ascension, what a bittersweet moment that was for me, to see Him rising in glory, going back to heaven, fulfilling His mission on earth. Wonderful to see. Yet I was so torn because I longed to be with Him forever." Right after she said that, the one who was praying that decade of the Rosary said, "He did not leave us orphans." Oh, how true that is. She continued, "This is a moment in time that you all have to look forward to, and not too far off either. A time when you will forever be with Him, in joy, peace, and glory, great, great glory. I wish for you to prepare for that moment now. You do not have long to wait, and your position and station in heaven depends so very much on how purified you have become by exercising detachment from your comforts and thinking only of Him and His agenda. Very few are those who attain to this kind of circumcision. Yet you can still become so very detached. Truly, it is not that hard once you get over a couple of hurdles. Your faith is so important in this process, and I know you are tired. I do need your cooperation. There is much I would like to say. Beloved, prepare yourself every day for this. Do this so that I can bless and instruct you. Because of the treacherous times you are living in, there is much room for instruction." She then confirmed that Mother Elizabeth is my successor, and I was thinking of all the help she will need when the time comes. She put my heart to rest and said, "And yet the angels in heaven, do they not provide for you to be their mother?" Thinking about that, I would say they do help and arrange things to verify my role. They will certainly do the same for her. At that moment, the rosary came to a close, and I saw her blessing all who were present. I asked the community if they saw her, and one sister said, "No, but I sure did feel her." And I noticed a quiet joy on her face, as though she had just come back from heaven. Truly, dear family, this is what it feels like when she is in the room. Absolutely heavenly. From June 9th, 2021, I was looking around the room when the rosary began, and my heart smiled. We are truly a sweet and unique group of souls, brought together by the Holy Spirit for His work and our comfort and edification. Just then I heard Blessed Mother's words. Cherish them. Each one, a magnificent diamond spreading light throughout the world, not necessarily by their personal presence, but through their prayers and witness, even from within the monastery proper. When they go out, illuminated grace accompanies them and touches others without even knowing what they are doing. They are Christ bearers. They carry, you carry, Jesus in your hearts, as I carried Him in my womb. He accompanies you everywhere. Cherish them. Don't look for their faults. Look for their strong points. They, just like you, are continually assaulted by lying words, whether they are aware or not. So they must be built up. It is necessary to build them up because the enemy is continually dragging them down. This is now your apostolate, Claire, to nurture and grow them in grace. That is why your witness of them must be pure and positive. Truly, you are their mother, something you really didn't calculate at the onset, but something that has been waiting for you. It is good that you set aside many things just to listen and love them, even with good counsel. Thank you for being here, Mother. Your presence is so comforting. I stand beside you, beloved daughter of my son's heart. I strengthen, lead, and guide you, forming your heart to be ever more receptive to grace and the tender touch such souls are in need of. Because they are your children, they are the fruit of your union with my son. Truly, I mean that sincerely. Truly, they are yours, and of course Ezekiel's fruit, much fruit. Each of them have different requirements, and grace from heaven is dispatched to you to meet their needs. Always sit down with them in complete confidence that we will give you the wisdom you need at the very moment of their trials. The more you undertake to guide them, the more grace and wisdom given you. You cannot imagine that moment when I was taken up to greet him, but you will soon. And then you will understand, not just from what you are told or read, but you will feel the same way that I felt at that moment. I am knitting you all together in a divine sweater to wrap my son in, one that shall bring him great warmth and comfort, a blanket of souls to comfort him for those who walked away from this vocation. I really like speaking to you every day, Claire, and am very pleased that you availed yourself of this opportunity by taking a nap beforehand. How sweet, how beautiful to have this privilege I am not worthy of. Blessed Mother continued, it is not about worthiness, but willingness and faithfulness. Do not worry about your insufficiency. It is the willing heart, free from personal promotion, that he seeks for me to commune with. I know I have said a lot, but I have even more to say when the distractions are gone. Will you stay with me, child? I will. Mother, I am back. I heard your heart is my dwelling place, Claire. I long to live through you. I love to guide you and see the expressions in your hearts of souls change for the better. Truly, you have been given a gift to doctor souls, and their hearts are refreshed by your words. That is why your songs are so important. That carries over through your music, which, by the way, as you have already guessed, comes from music angels in heaven. They are all about their Father's business, and they long to be used by you. Mother Claire continued, precious Mother, the pain in my body throttles my ability. I know there is a reason for it, but is there any chance that it could be buffered when I'm working on music? You know I don't last long sitting here. Like now, I feel so sick and weak. And it's only a little after 7, and I have had my nap. That night she took away the pain as I worked. Our Lady continued, There are so many reasons for this pain, beloved. Many, many reasons. The redemption of souls, the carrying of the gospel to them, the means to bring them to Jesus. And there is also a bit of purgatorial suffering entailed in this. I understand. I have tried to arrange my life. Prayer first, reaching out, and admin, then music. By the time I get to music, I'm so sick, especially when Ezekiel is suffering. I suffer with him. Blessed Mother said, If you will come to me, state your intention, and apply yourself, I will help you. I wish for you to be more aware of my assistance anyway. Okay, I am coming to you. Please assist me tonight with music and help me to bear the pain, Blessed Mother, please. And that was the end of Our Lady's words. God bless you all, dear heart dwellers.